All right, your listeners to Strobe Life Radio. This is Justin King. I'm here with Liberace Morris.
Hello, greetings and salutations, Justin.
Hi, Liberace.
Good to be here.
So tell everybody a little bit about your band.
Ah, well, thank you very much. My band is called Black Flag. We're an absolutely fabulous tribute to Black Flag. And we're, well, that's basically it. We just do all Black Flag songs, totally faithful, although we do it faithful to the original spirit, which is quite a bitchy little spirit, if you've ever noticed. If you've ever lisped along to a Black Flag song, you get the idea. We'll play some of our tracks later, I'm sure. And that's basically the idea.
And tomorrow you're playing, I'm guessing, your first show, right?
That's right. We're playing our big coming out show tomorrow. That'll be our first show ever. We're very excited and enthralled about it. It's at the Key Club. Or sorry, it's not at the Key Club. What am I saying? It's at the Knitting Factory. I'm so you make me so silly when I hang around you. It's at the Knitting Factory in the Alternate Lounge tomorrow night, Friday, March 17th. It's $5, all ages, and doors are at 8 o'clock, and we're playing with some great bands. We're playing with the Fag Hags, hey boys, and we're playing with Nothing Yet, a wonderful group of guys from L.A., and also Pussy Cow, who are just the most adorable bunch of bears you ever did see. So that's tomorrow night. I expect all of you to come.
And then maybe everybody tell everybody your page, too, so everybody knows.
Oh, and also, for more information, check out myspace.com/blackfag, one word. And that'll have the show flyer as well as background info on the band, some sample tracks, the whole nine.
Sounds pretty fierce.
It is incredibly fierce, my friend.
So I guess today we're going to play some tunes of yours, some favorites.
Beautiful.
And what we have queued up right here.
We're going to start off with a classic, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, as performed by me first in the Gimme Gimmes.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back.
And speaking of Gimme Gimmes, here's Black Flag's cover of Gimme Gimme Gimme.
Gimme Gimme Gimme! I need some more. Gimme Gimme Gimme! Don't ask what for! 1, 2, 3, 4! Sitting here like a loaded gun, waiting to go off. I got nothing to do but shoot my mouth up. So gimme gimme gimme! Give me some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask what for. I'm gonna go out, get some head. If I keep on doing this, I'm gonna end up dead. You heard me. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Gimme some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask what for. Got problems, honey, I got problems of my own. Not the kind that can't be solved with an atom bomb. So gimme, gimme, gimme. Gimme some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask what for. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I need some more. Gimme, gimme! Don't ask what for! And deux, trois, quatre! Standing here with my loaded gun, waiting nothing to do but shoot my mouth pump. So gimme, gimme, gimme. Gimme some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask for more, Mr. Nosy Pants.
All right. That was some black fag there.
That's right.
I'm here with Liberace.
Good to be here. This studio is a mess, by the way. I have to tell all you people out there in internet radio land, you don't even know. This place is just a disaster area. Who cleans up in here?
Nobody.
No one, apparently.
It's a little filthy in here.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Just put, you know, a nice ficus in the corner and, you know, maybe some, you know, a new shade of, let's say, some sort of earthy tone on this wall. That would really, I mean, that would make all the difference in the world, Justin. And here we are just dwelling in this sewer pit. It's disgusting. I'm sorry. I don't mean to come down on you. I worked as an interior decorator for a while, so I just have this sort of natural instinct for rooms and different ways to brighten places up. And I'm so I didn't mean to come
it's
down
all right,
on
that's
you.
Right.
Okay,
I understand.
I'm sorry about that.
I was thinking of writing the Queer Eye guys to come in and maybe rearrange everything.
Please, please. They do a great job.
That little track there is on a CD. When is that CD going to be out?
That's right. Well, we're hoping, we're keeping our fingers crossed very tightly to get it out by the show, in time for the show. So I just spoke with our pressing people. They said should be ready to buy tomorrow afternoon. So early in the day, I'm going to have to run my little butt up to the pressing plant, grab all the CDs, and hopefully we'll have them for sale at the show. If not, then we'll definitely have them at our next show, and hopefully you'll be able to buy them online and stuff. So I just say, everyone, keep an eye on myspace.com/blackfag, and we will let you know.
All right.
Someone's messaging
it's
you.
It's a bunch of phone calls.
Aren't you the popular one?
You know what happens. What, so what? Who else is in the band? Maybe give a little list of everybody's name,
well,
what they do.
Well, there is myself, and there's my dear friend, Cher the Dyke Dykowski on bass. She and I met back in Pennsylvania. She's, you know, she's got that whole gritty Bull Dyke thing going on, but inside she's as soft as the Snuggle Teddy Bear, I'll tell you. And then on drums, we've got Robo Sibbons, a troublemaker he is. Then on guitar, we have our former military drag queen, Greg Streisand. So it's quite a bunch, I must say.
And how did you guys all meet? I wonder how did this all come together?
Oh, it's an epic story, I must say. I met Cher back in Pennsylvania. I was working at the Bucks County Playhouse up in northeastern Pennsylvania. And, you know, it was just the right time. I had been, you know, I had just broken up with a boyfriend, and I was pretty desperate and lonely. And she was there for me, and we took a cross-country motorcycle trip that was just this astounding adventure. And when we came out to West Hollywood, we ran into Greg and Robo, who had begun a little tryst of their own. Greg had had been booted out of the military, and Robo had been working at a local flower shop in WeHo. So we just all bonded over our love for Black Flag and decided to give a band a shot. So, you know, that was just not too long ago, and hopefully this show will prove that we were that we're meant for each other.
That's pretty sweet. That's a sweet little love story.
It is. I love all those people in the band. They're beautiful, beautiful folks.
Have you had a chance to meet anybody from Black Flag? Like, would you freak out?
Oh, I would probably fawn all over them. You know, I would. And I know it's a cliche, but then again, I'm just a walking cliche. So, but Henry Rollins, just, you know, the whole cut, dark, troubled past thing going on. I mean, I'm getting the chills just thinking about it.
He's like a walking Tom of Finland artwork there.
Indeed, indeed. And, you know, I know that he's straight, which is disappointing, but at the same time, it just makes him that much sexier. So I would love to meet him. I'd love to meet all those fellas there, you know, and not to mention Kira. So I would love to meet each one of them. I think they created some of the greatest and bitchiest music ever. So
right on. So what's next? Do you want to play a little tune?
Let's see. What else can we do? Let's put on some more of my music, some Black Fag, and we'll go with track 3, Jealous Again, really one of the gayest songs ever written, if you think about it.
In a good way.
Indeed.
You're jealous again. You know he's just a friend. Why can't I do anything without being yelled at? Always on the phone. You never leave. From me, please say I'll never leave you. No, I'll never leave you.
morning, something coming at my dick. Had to go down to the local clinic and do the clap. Do the clap. Do the clap. Everybody's doing it. Doctor, doctor, can't you see? Why, oh, why does it hurt when I mean? Do the clap. Do the clap. Do the clap. Everybody's doing it. Pill one, pill two, pill three, pill four. Shot in the ass, now go for some more. Do the clap. Do the clap. Do the clap. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it. Do the clap. Everybody's doing it. Cha-cha-cha.
All right, everybody, it's a Strobe Life Radio. That was some Pussy Cow.
That was Pussy Cow. That's right. They're playing with us tomorrow night, as I said, at the big Black Fag coming out show at the Knitting Factory. They are just, again, adorable. I love those boys. So that was their song, Do the Clap, and I look forward to their performance as much as I do to ours.
So I'm going to do a little quizzing with you. Ready?
I'm always.
Which is better, kind of quizzing?
Okay.
Would you say Britney or Christina?
You know what? I was all about Britney before the baby, but now, oh my God, driving around with no seatbelt on and the extra weight and just turning into you know, this sort of the person that we all, you know, feared she really was inside. It turns out she was.
That is true.
Christina, all the way.
What about How about the OC or Laguna Beach?
I got to go with the OC, I think, just because, you know, Adam Brody. Hello.
True, true. What about, we need to hit up some fast food. Do you want McDonald's or Burger King? They're always right together.
They always are. I don't know. It's lose-lose either way. All that stuff just goes directly to my thighs. I guess I would have to say McDonald's because they started serving yogurt and, you know, you can never get enough yogurt.
What about Rage or Mickey's?
Ooh, I got to go with Rage just for, out of, you know, out of respect to you, Mr. King.
Let's see. What would be last? How about some Judas Priest or Metallica?
Come on now, Judas Priest. At least Rob had the courage to come out of the closet, whereas, you know, James and Lars and Kirk are all still, you know, bundled
keeping
up in there. You know, I mean, with Metallica, it's lose-lose. You've got these guys who are, you know, they're bitching to their therapist like a bunch of little queens. And then, you know, at least Judas Priest, like at least Rob Halford had the guts to come out and just then be who he is. So big snaps up to Rob Halford. Judas Priest forever.
And what would be last? I would say something like Abercrombie or Gucci.
You know,
both pretty gay.
Yeah, it's true. These are tough questions, I swear. I'm racking my brain. Well, Gucci, I would have said a couple years ago, but, you know, I'm a sucker for those Abercrombie ads. It's all about the advertising, really. So I like to consider myself above both, but when I go with the advertising, I just, the Abercrombie has to be.
Nice. The Strokes or the Hives?
The Strokes, just for the double entendre.
Yeah. So. And there we go.
Is that very too good on the nose? Is that too obvious? The Strokes. Maybe I should have picked the Hives, you know. They
The Hives are the Clap.
Knows? The Hives are the Clap?
Yeah.
Definitely have negative memories about the Clap. So I'll go with the Hives. Let's give them some devs.
Fierce.
Very.
So are you going to do any other shows? Is this going to be a one-time thing?
We are hoping to play some more. It's we've gotten some lovely offers from people through our MySpace site. We're just trying to make the time and put things together. You know, oh, you wouldn't believe, you know, you put together a band of these, you know, four of the most fabulous musicians, and you're going to get a fabulous show, but you're going to get a lot of drama at the same time. So the scheduling is difficult and all that, but we do hope to play some more, and anybody who wants to play a show with us or book something, again, check out our MySpace site, myspace.com/blackfag.
Who would you want to play for? Who's like your dream person to
There's so
open
many
up for?
We would love to play with Pansy Division, of course. They would go perfect. There are a lot of great bands out there. There's the Misfits, who are the all-female Misfits tribute band. So we'd love to set up a show with them. You know, send us a message, girls. And then also, there's a band out there called the Gay Gays. They're the Gay Go-Go's tribute band. So I think we'd go well with them, you know. Maybe we could get something together for April Fools. I don't know. It's just, you know, an idea off the top of my head. That'd be lovely. And then, of course, there's other punk rock cover bands, Manic Hispanic. And, you know, I don't know how well we'd go over with their crowd. But again, we're a punk rock band, you know, underneath it all. We'd like to challenge some people and get in their faces, so...
Well, why not, right?
Absolutely.
So, let's see. You want to play another tune?
Yeah, let's... Okay, this is a song by a guy named Roy Zimmerman. Again, that would be track number 3. One of, you know, it's one of the most adorable straight guys singing a song about another one of the most adorable straight guys in the world. So, it's called Dick Cheney.
All right, here we go.
Okay. I'm not gay. And I know that comes as a huge surprise to a lot of you who I've hit up on. but there is one guy, you know, who could convert me. And so here's a little song about the real president of the United States. First saw him in his briefs on CNN. I knew that he was not like ordinary men. Head over heels, I fell for his shuck and jive. Dick Cheney, ain't he the sexiest man alive? He's like a barrel of oil, he's crude and yet refined. He makes me feel like I've been wine-dined and strip-mined. His heart is broken, but I know he'll survive. Dick Cheney, ain't he the sexiest man alive? The briefcase, the trench coat, the super spy styling. You tell him, honey, smile. He says, I am smiling. He's carefree, he's hair-free, you get the idea. He's got a good case of Sean Connery. I wanna hear him whisper in that monotone. Why don't we go do some exploratory drilling of our own? Get lubricated and go out for a drive. Dick Cheney, ain't he beautiful and brainy? Second only to Saddam Hussein. He's the sexiest man, oh man alive. And he's so low key.
All right, we're back on Strobe Life.
Right. Hello.
We're just talking about Alaska. It's a bit chilly up there.
It is. Major shrinkage going on. That was Dick Cheney by Roy Zimmerman, one of my favorite folk artists. I never thought about it. I do despise his policies, but, you know, Roy makes a good case for Dick Cheney being one of the sexiest men alive. I think he could give me a shot in the face any day. Oh, hello. What did I just say?
It's internet radio. You can say whatever you want. It's all free.
I'm terrible.
No worries. So what do you like around town about Los Angeles? There's a lot of hot spots that we're hitting up. What's some of your favorite places to hang out?
Your
cruising spot?
Well, I do. I like to go. It depends on the mood I'm in. You know, if I'm just in the mood for, you know, a sort of more mellow evening and some nice conversation, maybe I'll hit up the Abbey. And then, but if I'm in the mood to really let my hair down, I'll head over to Foo Bar. And, you know, on the right night, I'll leave there I'm sorry. You can't tell the tales. Anything that happens at Foo Bar stays at Foo Bar. But
he actually DJed there last Saturday.
Really? And I missed it. Where was I?
No, it was. I might be doing it again, but it was.
You better call me, Mister.
Pretty odd to see a bunch of sweaty, muscular dancers dancing to some rock tunes. Indeed. On boxes.
And I still haven't made it out to Rage to see you. I'm so naughty. I really, you'll really just keep reminding me, I swear. My mind is in a million places at once sometimes.
It happens. It happens.
It does.
Plus, Mondays are pretty rocking, though.
Indeed. Mondays at Rage. I do want to check it out.
Plus.
I'm not just saying that. I do want to check it out. So, you know, believe it or not. But, you know, like I said, everything's been, like I've been saying off the air, everything's been crazy trying to get this show off the ground and get Black Fags First Show up and get our album out and t-shirts and the whole thing. So it's just, it's enough to, you know, put me in a mental institution. So
what's, what else is going on in town? What's some of your favorite bands around here? Who's some of your friends?
I do like Pussycow very much. They're one of my recent favorites. One of my favorite LA bands is Bang Sugar Bang. Of course, they're off gallivanting around the country and in red state territory right now, I'm sure. So, but I'll say hello to those peoples.
Sorry you have to be there.
Yeah, you know. But they're wonderful, and again, Cooper, the bass player, just has one of the greatest senses of style. So on style points alone, they get it. Although they would be hard pressed in a fashion show with Celeste, the bass player from Underwater City People, who happened to be playing the same night that we are. But you know, no hard feelings, guys. They scheduled their show long before ours. I do love that band so. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think they go on like around 11:30 or 11:45. So if you come to our big coming out show, again, at the Knitting Factory, Friday night, doors at 8 p.m., $5 all ages, you could see us. But the show will probably be over pretty early, probably 11:30, 11:45 or so. So you could either go out and have a nice night of St. Patrick's Day debauchery, or you could head on over to Little Pedro's and check out Underwater City People, one of my other favorite Los Angeles bands.
You can do both in the same night.
I think you could. I might try myself.
Club hopping is a gay sport, I think.
Indeed. It should be in the Olympics.
Yeah.
What do they have against, you know, gay club hopping?
I don't know.
I'm going to write a letter to the IOC, and we are going to settle this once for all.
What are you going to drink for St. Patrick's Day tomorrow?
Oh,
Are you a beer person?
No. Come now. you're talking to the one, the only Liberace Morris here. I would probably go with an apple teeny, you know, just because the green apple, at least that's some, you know, toehold in the St. Patty's Day tradition. So,
have you ever had of I'm saying it wrong.
Amaretto
sour.
Of course.
Those are some fruity little drinks.
Indeed. Oh, listen to you.
They were my favorite.
Fruity little drinks.
But I love them. They're good. They taste like Fruit Loops.
Ah, yes. Mm.
So if you guys were going to go on tour, who do you think was going to be the biggest pain in the ass to tour with? I mean, in the band, who do you think is going to put up the biggest fit?
You know what? Honestly, it'd probably be me. I you know, we all have our little quirks. I think, you know, Robo, our drummer, he's definitely an attention whore. That guy, you know, you'll see when we at the show, he'll probably be dressed in something skimpy and scandalous. So that, you know, he's got his issues. But and then of course Greg is both the drag and drama queen of the group. So you know, he would probably make some little, you know, some little thing into some molehill into a mountain, as usual. Yeah. Cher, no problem with her. She's, like I said, just gritty and all business. As for myself, though, I tend to be a little temperamental. I've got that theater temper, you know, from being around all these acting types for all my life. It's just who I am and who I've always been. So, honestly, to be fair, I would probably cause the most problems.
So behind the music, it's gonna be they're all gonna be talking about you.
Indeed.
What do your parents think of this? Have they heard the project?
I don't think they know about me coming out yet. No, of course. you know, my parents, I grew up in Pennsylvania, and I was thankful to find a very quaint little gayborhood up in the New Hope area, Doylestown area. But my parents were both, you know, well, my mom wasn't really burly, but my dad was very, you know, the burly, woodsy, you know, northern Pennsylvania guy. So, of course, he didn't get it. I would always, you know, try to explain to him how, you know, he should check out, you know, when it would come time for a family movie night, he always wanted to rent some horror movie or some, you know, Rudy or some sports movie like that. And I would always try to get him to rent Thoroughly Modern Millie or Cabaret or A Chorus Line. And, you know, we clashed from day one. So you know, I haven't really, you know, we keep in touch, of course. They're lovely people, even though they're just set in their ways. But I don't think I'll be seeing them at any shows anytime soon.
Well, that's too bad.
It is. It's rough.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you know, I've tried.
You have millions of fans to make up for it.
Well, I'm already famous in my own mind. I'm a legend in my own mind, Justin.
So who do you want to play next? I see some Let's 7 seconds see. Sitting there.
Oh, well, you know, that's just because I brought them along. You know what? I'd like to play the band with, you know, the only name gayer than Black Fag. It would be Coxbar. Ha ha, hello. Oh, again, I'm terrible, aren't I?
Give a little info on the cock.
Let's play, I believe it's track 5, We're Coming Back. And just to let everyone know that, you know, like I said, you know, it's a sad story about my parents, but again, in the gay community, you never walk alone.
All right, here we go.
I was down on the Venice boardwalk the other day, and I see Ricky. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Ricky and I hooked up one night when we were rolling, and I never called him back. So he looks at me, and he's like, and I was like, whatever. So later on, I'm outside of Rage. Oh, and by the way, Rage is so overrated. There were absolutely no hot guys there, and I spent like 40 chickens on 3 Stoli Vanilla Ginger Ales, and I didn't even catch a buzz. Okay, so I'm outside, and this little cutie patootie drives by in his Alfa Romeo Spider with the top down, and this perv walks up to me, and he's like, hey, pumpkin! And I was like, oh, whatever. Because this is my West Hollywood lifestyle, whatever. And this is my West Hollywood lifestyle, whatever. and this is my West Hollywood lifestyle, whatever. So then it's 3 a.m. and I'm in the alley trying to find out how many licks it takes to get to the center of Jason's Tootsie Pop. Jason's this little hottie that I met at the antique market on Fairfax one Sunday. So anyway, Officer Stevens comes up and he's like, "Hey, I thought I told you." And I was like, and then up comes Bradley and I'm like, "Hey, Bradley, you little bitch, what's happening?" And he was like, "Not a mucho." And I'm like, "I am so right there with you. 'Cause this is my West Hollywood lifestyle, whatever. And this is my West Hollywood lifestyle, whatever. And this is my West Hollywood lifestyle, whatever."
All right, this is Strobe Life Radio. That was a little West Hollywood ever. What'd you think about that?
That was just delicious. That was, I'd never heard that before.
Yeah,
My goodness.
It's a little parody of the Liam Lynch song. It's pretty good. I actually played that at Rage once, and I, halfway through the song, I saw the boss with his hands on his hips staring at me with a glare.
Oh, no. And because it said Rage is overrated.
Yeah.
How dare they?
Yes, it is. And 40 oh. Chickens on two Stoli Vanilla Sours isn't a joke.
It's a bit of a ripoff,
yeah.
I'd say.
So tell everybody again about your show. You're playing tomorrow, the big coming out party.
That's right. It's our big coming out show. Black Fag will be playing. Black Fag, an absolutely fabulous tribute to Black Flag. We're going to be playing at the Knitting Factory Alternate Lounge. $5, doors at 8 p.m., all ages, absolute guaranteed fabulousness.
And do you think kids are going to be into it?
I'd like to believe that the kids will be into it. The kids, you know, they're generally into anything. So, you know, they're way more open-minded than some of the, you know, older members of our society. Some
true.
Of the autumns out there.
Some who you have met.
Indeed. You know, we cause controversy wherever we go, but hey, it wouldn't be punk rock if we didn't, right?
That's what it's all about.
Exactly.
God.
That's what I said from minute one with this project, so yes.
So, some friend of yours, your friend Jeff, is in a band.
Indeed. I do know, a friend of mine named Jeff is, the new lead singer for Dead Kennedys, and, he is, again, an adorable little guy, and doing a great job, you know, filling in those large, large loafers, so, you know, my hat's off to him, of course.
Nice.
He's definitely been a huge help promoting this band, promoting Black Fag, and helping us out, you know, getting people together, the whole nine. So I definitely just have a special spot in my heart for that guy.
What do you think about Jello? There's been some rumors, some gay rumors with Jello.
Oh,
think it's true?
I couldn't. I'm not going to speculate on that. That's just that's just inappropriate.
Last time I saw him, he was wearing a very questionable bandana.
Well, it's for you to say, Justin, not for me.
I said it.
I'm in enough trouble out there with enough celebrities, so.
And he told me a story about hearing the Smiths while he was getting his hair done. No
really?
Joke. That was the first story I heard come out of Jello.
Indeed.
Hmm.
Very curious.
Interesting.
I must
curious
say.
Guy.
I don't know. Either way, it's, you know, it's all good. It's all fine. Whatever.
What's some of the stuff you What's some of the stuff you watch on TV nowadays? Are you into the reality shows?
I am into some of them.
Game
I was,
shows.
You know, I was watching the reruns of the first season of The Simple Life, and you know,
good
I
show.
Think when Simple Life first came out, I was so into it, of course. But you know, now I just realize that was so staged, and I don't know. I feel betrayed, don't you? It's like,
yeah, I think that first season seemed kind of true. Second season, total lies.
I mean, Paris Hilton's enough of a you know bitchy little cunt anyway. It's like, why do we have to you know stage it to make her look like more of one? You know, just let her be who she is.
You know, they're doing another one.
Oh, I've heard that, yes.
But they're fighting, so they're doing separate houses or something.
Oh, goodness.
But it's
enough
like they,
already, please.
Yeah, they got enough money. I don't know why they're struggling to do another season. I don't
exactly.
get it.
Exactly. I don't understand. If I had to program things, there would be, you know, an all-musical channel. But then again, there is Bravo, so I guess, you know, I'm all right with that. I guess so there's plenty on TV for...
Project Runway or America's Next Top Model?
I tend to like America's Next Top Model, although Project Runway is starting to make its way into my heart for sure. Some of the designers are just,
good.
You know.
It was good. I finally watched the finale of Project Runway.
Really?
Little Daniel didn't win.
Where was I? I was probably working on our CD, but what's what happened on the finale?
It was the final three, and then this one guy, Daniel, was winning it the whole way, and everybody thought he would win the finale, but his dresses were just... very bland.
Yeah.
And the little Asian girl ended up winning.
Well,
crazy,
you know,
Santino lost too. It's
can't
crazy.
Get away with blandness, not in the fashion industry.
Nope.
Believe me,
he was young and he was only 22, so he needs to get some experience.
He's got some
under
time
his belt.
He's got some time.
Yeah,
very talented young boy. So yes, it'll that's a great one. Let's see what else is out there. I've always been a fan of Extreme Makeover, you know.
Good show.
Extreme Makeover Home Edition, maybe not so much, but still a good way to kill an hour. And you know, the Queer Eye guys are always entertaining, of course, and Will and Grace. Oh, there's big developments coming up on Will and Grace. So
I heard they're possibly might be ending the show. Have you heard this?
I have. I don't like to think about it. I just, you know, I don't know what I'll do if that happens. So I'm excited for while it lasts. I'm living in the moment, you know?
It's true. Are you sad about Sex and the City being over?
Well, you know, I think it was good. The show had to end, and, you know, I definitely didn't like I was definitely disappointed in the finale. I was completely, I was broken up over that for days.
Yeah, it was a little odd how they ended it.
It was off, you know? I mean, but the show was lovely, and I just bought, you know, all the DVDs, so I'm excited. Maybe this weekend after the show, I'll relax a little bit after the show, just, you know, cuddle up, watch some Sex and the City DVDs.
That show's all about the marathon on DVDs. You just got to put one in and just keep them going.
Just watch it over back to back.
Have you seen them on TBS when they're all censored?
Yes, that's, well, you know, it's like... It's like putting a curtain in front of the Statue of Justice, as far as I'm concerned.
It's all the Samantha scenes that are cut out. She's the best one.
Exactly. You know, come on now.
Damn.
So if only those girls would come to the show. Hey, Sex and the City cast members, if you're listening to killradio.org this afternoon, you're all invited. Give me, you know, drop us a line at myspace.com/blackfag, and I'll put you all on the guest list.
And Pat Filz.
And yes, sure.
And if Black Fag was going to make an appearance on the show, what would you want to do?
Oh, wow. I haven't even thought about that.
Guest appearance. You guys need to make some television debut, I think. I think everybody needs to see you.
You know, it'd be good, like you mentioned the OC before. I think it'd be good if we were like the high school, like the prom band or something like that. You know, they had a winter formal and we were the band, and then we could do a whole, you know, snowy winter theme. And, you know, I can picture the costumes now. It'd be wonderful. So we'd all dress like snowflakes or maybe like, you know, or maybe like Santa's Little Helpers. Oh, now you've got my mind all worrying. But yeah, the OC, that would definitely be fun to
appear
on there.
That'd be good. All right. Do you want to play another tune?
Let's go for it. Let's go for another one of ours, Black Fag.
Keep it going.
Let's go with track 9. It's our epic. Since we're talking about TV anyway, let's go with TV Party.
Hey. All right. Black Fag, here we go.
I don't care. I'm gonna fuck you anyways. Don't care. Your boyfriend's there anyways. Don't care. You got a strap on anyways, don't care. Well, you're gross anyways, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. You're messed up anyways, don't care. Well, you're a doggy anyways, don't care. You got a dog face anyways, I don't care. If you look like Bruce the Lynch anyways, I don't care. Your boyfriend's here anyways, don't care. Well, your parents don't think you're straight, I don't care.
Oh, heavens to Betsy, do you see what we just did? I tried to be all smooth and play TV Party, instead we went into I Don't Care. So, I hope you people will forgive us, but here we go.
Ew, it smells like pirate's booty.
Oscar, party tonight. Sony, party tonight.
Ellen,
that's enough today. We take Lou to the TV
E! Entertainment News shows what it's like out there. It's a scare. You're gonna go out in that outfit? We wouldn't dare.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews. Don't talk about anything else.
We don't wanna know.
We're dedicated to our favorite shows.
Celebrity Profile.
Live from the red carpet.
Fashion police.
Pretty much anything on the E Network. I wouldn't be without my TV for a day. Or even a minute. Don't even bother to use my brain anymore. There's nothing left in it.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have some mojitos too.
Oh, wait a minute. My TV set doesn't work.
It's broken.
Hey, somebody call that cute repair guy.
We're hurting. We got nothing left to do. Run with no TV and just a couple of brews. What are we gonna talk about?
I don't know.
We're gonna miss our favorite show.
Yeah! America's Next Top Model.
The L word.
No.
Extreme Makeover.
No. Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
No.
All right, that was Black Bag, some TV Party.
One of my favorites off the album. Again, hopefully we'll have albums ready in time for tomorrow. You know, everybody keep your fingers crossed and click your heels together three times and say, I hope the album's ready.
And you do have but you do have the outfits ready.
Indeed, indeed. Oh, it's going to be, again, visually as stunning as orally. So, yes, we'll have, again, Robo, our drummer, Robo Simmons. He'll probably be, you know, like I said, he just loves attention, so I'm sure he'll be wearing something scandalous, probably some short shorts and something skin tight on top, I know. And then, let's see, we've got Greg, our drag queen, so he'll, you know, he's going through his closet right now, trying to decide on which dress to wear. And, of course, we've got, well, Cher, of course, doesn't like to play the game, like I said, Gritty Bull Dyke. She would show up to a red carpet premiere in motorcycle boots and leather jacket. I kid
Army surplus.
You not. Absolutely. I swear, if friendships were based on fashion sense, oh, we would have parted ways long ago. But so, you know, there's no convincing her, but she, you know, it's all about attitude with that one. Of course, myself, I'll be wearing a very fabulous smoking jacket that a dear friend got for me from, it was actually from Rock Hudson's estate sale. So I'm excited to wear that. It's a very, very near and dear piece of apparel to my heart. So sassy as all get out, I swear.
Sometimes outfits come first to mind.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, of course, you know, I guess the first thing was the concept. The first thing that came to mind was the concept. Just I started lisping along to some of my favorite Black Flag songs one day, and I realized how well it just natural and how natural it seemed for each one of them. Then, of course, came the name and immediately just sprang to mind. And then immediately I went to outfits. So outfits was pretty high up there upon the
wardrobe is important.
Indeed. Wardrobe is everything.
I hate it when you see a band that's like not dressed up very well and you just... I get distracted myself. I sit and think while they're playing what they should be wearing.
Indeed. Indeed. I do the same thing. Do the same thing.
It is the true queer
eye. People need to understand that they're in front of people. They're putting on a show. The music is important, but, you know, hello, it's how you represent yourself and how you represent that music so that truly will make you stand out. So
how was, switching topics, how was the recording process for the album? Pretty hectic.
To be honest, it was a nightmare. You would think with all this technology, it would be a lot easier, but we wanted to go for authenticity. So we recorded everything into, you know, everything down with, you know, bare bones, and then we took an immense amount of time trying to adjust every sound of every drum, every guitar lick, every, you know, bass part, everything. So, and we adjusted the mix, adjusted all the instruments so that it would sound as close to the original Black Flag recordings as possible. And wow. I cannot tell you how much of a nightmare it was. But in the end, it all came out delightful and very close. So we're very happy with the results. It was worth every bead of sweat that rolled down my wrinkled little brow.
And how many songs are on the album?
It will be a total of 10 songs, all classic Black Flag from the early era, Nervous Breakdown all the way through Damaged. So perhaps in the future we'll be able to record some of the later later songs as well, but we went for some of the early classics for
this
first release.
You should put it out on the 7-inch.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Well, this one we're putting out DIY. I like to think that we're as close to the original Black Flag as possible. We're definitely, you know, offensive, and we're definitely play things hard and fast, and we do everything DIY, so you really can't ask for, you know, a better, a more loving tribute to those gentlemen.
Nice.
And that one lady.
I think you should try to slip, you should try to get some of this to some of them.
I would like to. I would like to give it to them. We'll see, you know. They're just terrible at returning phone calls, I can tell you that much. Tried to call Greg Ginn over and over again and haven't heard back from him. Tried to email Mr. Henry Rollins. He's off in Europe somewhere, and let's see. But I do have some other friends who will hopefully get in touch with some of the other members, so again, as much as I'm keeping my fingers crossed for everything else that's going on tomorrow, I'm hoping that maybe one of them will make a little appearance.
That'd be cool.
I would be delighted. Oh, if that happened, I would faint right out. That's,
get some
that's
duet
what happened.
Some
faint,
duet action
faint away.
Up there.
Excuse me?
Get some duet action up there.
Oh, indeed. Well, we have a rule. This is the official rule for Black Flag. Anyone from an original Black Flag lineup or anyone from any other legendary punk rock band is more than welcome to come up and join us on stage and play guitar or sing or do whatever whatever they choose for a guest spot. However, they must do it in drag, period. And I don't care if Mr. Henry Rollins himself comes up and says, you know, hey, I'd like to sing a song with you. I'll say, Henry, you put that dress on or you can just take it on home.
Report to hair and makeup.
Indeed. Report to hair and makeup. So, yes. So, that is the rule. You will never see any legendary punk rocker get up there in just their normal street clothes. They will have to be dressed fabulously. That is our rule as Black Flag.
Nice.
My hand to God.
It's all about the rules.
Indeed. You know, you can't let these people just get away with anything. You have
true.
To understand. You know, we want to know that they're on the same
can't
page.
Be over, can't have them walk all over you.
That's right. Keith Morris can watch from the back of the room for all I care if he's not going to step up to the plate.
You know, he's doing a fashion line now.
Oh, really?
He's teenage millionaire, right? I think he had a little shop on the side of Melrose. So I walk
look
in.
Me. I'm so out of the loop. How
he would
did
be
I
like folding clothes when I walk in.
Oh,
and
boy.
Like, I think everybody had the same reaction when you walk in and you kind of stop in the door and be like, is he folding a t-shirt? What's going on?
I have to stop by. I was planning on flyering up Melrose today anyway for the show. It's, you know, getting my hands and fingernails dirty, but maybe I'll stop by and see what he thinks.
I think they closed. It was there for a minute.
Of course.
Maybe it was just a big illusion I just had. I was like, ooh.
Maybe this was just all a dream.
Maybe.
A delightful, wonderful dream.
Something in the Johnny Rockets I had before I walked down Melrose.
Perhaps it was the chili fries, Justin. So playing with your mind.
Let's play another tune.
All right. Let's go with Ween.
Ween, good choice.
I believe this is track 17. I might be wrong again. Oh,
17.
Another
let's
tragedy.
See, right. The Rainbow.
There you go. The Rainbow by Ween.
Rainbow or pink triangles? What do you prefer?
I'll go with the... Well, you know what? I do love the pink triangle because it's very simple. But the rainbow, if you'll check out our website, myspace.com/blackfag, you'll see our very fabulous logo, which is the Black Flag bars adjusted into a rainbow flag. Now, I love that logo, and apparently we've got a lot of fans out there who love it too. However, it's 8 colors to do that design, and I can't tell you how crazy expensive it is to try and get that printed on a t-shirt or silk screened onto a CD label. It was, oh, just such a headache. I can't even tell you. So I do love it, but the expense and the roadblocks that are in our way from that just, they leave a bad taste in my mouth. But I do love that rainbow.
Yeah, it's good.
For all the trouble it causes.
I never thought about that, how expensive it would be to print.
Indeed.
Gay stuff. Crazy.
So I hope people will forgive us when our shirts are just a little bit more pricey than usual. But
there you go.
Hopefully it's worth the extra $2 just for the joke, for the silliness of it.
The silliness. Okay, we're going to listen to some Ween.
Ready?
Here we go.
Rainbow.
in the homo rainbow. Don't be afraid to let your color shine. Many colors in the homo rainbow. Show me yours, I'm gonna show you mine. If you find your pot of gold, then every little thing is gonna work out fine in the homo rainbow. Many colors in the homo rainbow. Pick any shade from black to yellow. Many colors in the homo rainbow. A warm embrace and a kind of hello. If you find your pot of gold, then every little thing is gonna work out fine in the homo rainbow.
Strobe Life Radio. This is Jay Aston. I'm here with Liberace Morris. Hello. From that band we just heard.
Black Bag, an absolutely
fabulous tribute to Black Flag. I just got a call from our t-shirt provider, and looks like we are going to have t-shirts at our big coming out show, which is tomorrow, Friday night, at the Knitting Factory. $5, all ages, doors at 8 p.m. with the Fag Hags, Nothing Yet, and Pussy Cow. Going to be a great time. Guaranteed fabulousness.
So maybe a little after parties, dance parties?
Well, you know what? We wanted to let people, you know, we wanted to finish the show early enough so people could still go out and enjoy their St. Patrick's Day and drink their green beer, whatever it is they do. So we just, you know, so we didn't schedule a formal after party, but I'm sure, you know, there'll be something going on with us.
Yeah. St. Patrick's Day is very fratty to me, I have to say.
Indeed.
It seems like a very big frat party, which is a bunch of straight guys getting drunk, so.
I just roll my eyes every March 17th. Hey, the way I figure it, they don't want me in their parade. I don't want their holiday anyway.
There you go. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. I'm going to try to come to the show since it's so early. I should be able to make it.
Indeed. I'll come and boogie it up. We're hoping that the show will be over by, say, 11:30 at the latest. So, you know, you could still come to our show and still go out and enjoy your green beer and you know, puke up whatever green food coloring you happen to ingest for the rest of the evening. So definitely come out and check us out again. Knitting Factory, 8 p.m., $5. Black Fag, Pussy Cow, Nothing Yet, and the Fag Hags.
So if this goes on and becomes really huge, egos get in the way in the band, what... And who would go solo first?
Well, I would, again, I'm just going to have to be honest and say myself. I just, you know, the way I see it, I'm the one, you know, I'm the one wielding the cat of nine tails, whipping these little bitches into shape in the band. So I would probably be the one who went off and did a solo career. Of course, you know, I always had a very, you know, I had a small following on the cabaret circuit for a while anyway. So, you know, I'd probably just return to that. Music is my life.
We thought about doing some dance music, maybe some dance remixes of the Black Fag stuff.
Could be.
For the club scene.
You know, what else was I listening to on the way over here? You know, I could always do Cox Bar, or, you know, the Revolting Cox, or, you know.
Buzzcocks.
The Buzzcocks. You know, there's plenty of options, I think, that, you know, to work with. So I would probably, you know, I could always do something like that. Or, again, go back to my off-Broadway career, you know. Back and or move back to Pennsylvania, or, you know, the options are open. The world is my oyster. So Black Fag is just, you know, one more stop on the Liberace Express.
What about a movie career? That'd be good, right?
It would be delightful. I don't know. I'm getting old these days. I'm no spring chicken anymore. So, but hopefully it would be great. Just simply because of the parties and the red carpet galas and
that's true
and such. That's, you know, really where it's at. The that's actual all, that's work itself. All for.
Yeah.
Getting up at 6 a.m. to spend all day in a trailer. Hello, I don't think so.
Sounds but like touring.
Indeed. Yes, and tour. We hope to get a bus, sort of a la Priscilla Queen of the Desert, and hopefully that will make it at least
a big shoe on top.
Indeed, at least that will make it somewhat more palatable. But who knows?
We'll find out, right?
Well, we'll see.
Madonna has a new album. What do you think about it?
Who's that?
Madonna.
You know,
is it over? Or
I love the Material Girl. I just, you know, ever since the Kabbalah thing, it's like, come now. What are we really serious about this? Do we have to go everywhere she goes? Always with the special water and the, you know, I was into it when she went to a few various religions, but I think I'm just drawing the line in the sand with the Material Girl.
Yeah.
She needs to ground herself. Madonna, call me. All right, we've got to talk.
Talk it out. Talk
Please,
it out.
Please, just give me a call. We'll, you know, I'll always make time for her, of course. You know, I can't, I would never write somebody off entirely, but I'm just saying, you can't see it on the radio, but I'm rolling my eyes.
Maybe catch her at Coachella. She's going to play Coachella this year.
Oh, perhaps. I don't know. Again, with the Coachella, I got to be outdoors the whole time. Yeah. And
it's bad for the skin.
Indeed. You know, I've got my skin to worry about. I've got, you know, just in general, I don't like being around that many people. And, you know, I like, unless, of course, I'm the focus of all their attention, that would be different. But.
Yeah, I was talking the other day. It's the only reason to go to that is if you have the backstage pass.
Indeed.
That's where it's at.
I'm sure I could probably get one. You know, there's plenty of people back there who owe me favors. That's right. Don't think I forgot, boys. But, you know, as for this year, I don't see myself going to listen to the Kabbalists.
Yeah. The Kabbalah tent. She's playing in a tent.
Please.
It's crazy.
Please.
I don't know. Whatever. Maybe she's watching for her skin, too. Keeping it covered.
I suppose. I still love her. I can't deny that.
So, we've only got a couple minutes here left. But, Anything else you want to tell the masses?
Let's see.
Everybody can listen to this playing back, by the way. We're recording it, so if you miss any of this, visit killradio.org.
I do love the sound of my own voice. I look forward to hearing the recording of all this nonsense that we've been up to today. All these shenanigans. Let's see. I think I've played all the CDs I wanted to play. I think we've talked about everything I wanted to talk about. I guess, do you have a CD prepared for us to go out on, or shall I come up with something?
I can find something.
Oh, here you go. Here.
All right.
We'll try this one. I'm not sure which track to go with, though.
Hmm.
Well, after here, you'll have to give me the headphones so I can listen to it. Let's try track 10 and see if that gets us anywhere.
All right.
So anyway, but this would be...
Whoa, hey.
Uh-oh.
I didn't mean to do that. Pretend that didn't happen.
Very professional. All right, try track 11. Try track 12. Is there even a track 12? Oh, there you go. Okay. We'll go out on track 12, but before we do, I just want to let everyone know again, Black Flag, an absolutely fabulous tribute to Black Flag, will be having its coming out show tomorrow night, Friday, at the Knitting Factory in Hollywood. $5, all ages, doors at 8 p.m. with Nothing Yet, The Fag Hags, and Pussy Cow. Trust me, a guaranteed fabulous time for all, and over early enough for you to get to your St. Patrick's Day brew-a-thons or whatever it is you people do. So come out and see us, and we will show you a good time. That is for sure.
All right. Thank you, Liberace, for coming on today.
You are more than welcome, Jason. Thanks for having me.
I had a great time. So
me too.
Cool. Come back anytime. Be sure to come back and report how the shows are going.
Absolutely.
All right. All right. Toodles.
Toodles.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music.